An audience of roughly 200 people turned out to hear about Ski Link, a proposed gondola from Canyon's Resort to Solitude, which is aiming to acquire land from the U.S. Forest Service. Speaking for the plan was Canyon's general manager, Mike Gore, and the president of Solitude, Dave DeSeelhorst. Against were Carl Fisher from the group Save Our Canyons and Laura Briefer, a water resource manager for Salt Lake City. More than 20 audience members asked them questions, and others were still lined up by the time the forum had to wrap. Almost all were critical or questioning about Ski Link. Mike Gore said the link has been planned to be sensitive to the Wasatch area and its watershed. He said the alignment is less than an acre of growth disturbance. But forum moderator KPCW's Leslie Thatcher asked him if the link couldn't open up the area to a lot more development.
It's certainly a stretch to suggest that anything that may happen in the future rides on the back of Ski Link. I've said publicly many times we have absolutely no interest in any development adjacent, near, in proximity to this corridor to develop the lift. Certainly, those opposed to it enjoy suggesting that, you know, the next thing we will build is a Walmart. It just simply isn't true. And it's a stretch to suggest that would happen.
Proponents of Ski Link say it will decrease the amount of auto traffic going up the Wasatch Front Canyons. One questioner asked, doesn't a line of concrete pylons have less impact than the jam of cars idling and crowding up the canyons on a bad snow day? But Carl Fisher said there's a transit problem that has to be solved, but Ski Link is not the solution.
And I think that we can come up with better solutions than Ski Link. I think that, increased mass transit between Park City and the Salt Lake Valleys and, they're looking at buses, they're looking at railways, they're looking at ski lifts. I guess our point with this is that Ski Link is very myopic and short-sighted in its purview, and that it is self-serving of two entities and two resorts. I mean, to get to, if you wanted to go ski snowbird, you're going to be in the same situation.
Laura Briefer said a well-planned ski lift could be done there, but Salt Lake is concerned about additional development in its watershed.
And you can actually construct a chairlift or other types of development, use best management practices, and the actual construction and existence of that piece of infrastructure may have a de minimis impact. It's not going to have a zero impact, but it may have a de minimis impact on the watershed. But that's not the point that we are making. The point that we are making is that this particular lift is designed to encourage a massive amount of growth.
Another question was about the impact on wilderness, which drew different responses from Mike Gore and then Carl Fisher.
We've aligned Ski Link. In fact, we've moved it a couple of times as proposed wilderness boundaries have been presented, so that we would be outside of any proposed wilderness. And I don't think that Ski Link prevents us from taking care of Big Cottonwood Canyon, and it does not prevent us from expanding our wilderness.
Ski Link does go right through the heart of the Wasatch Wilderness and Watershed Protection Act through the Mount Olympus unit, so it is in direct conflict with wilderness legislation that's been introduced, and so it really will have a huge impact to those wilderness qualities. Obviously, areas that have ski lifts in them cannot ever become wilderness, and it really does change that landscape.
One of the last questions was, is the Ski Link plan worth it? Fisher gave a definite thumbs down.
I don't think it's worth trading the balanced recreational experiences for summer and winter and fall. I don't think it's worth it to the creatures that we share this place with that inspire us as people on a regular basis and allow us to connect with nature. I think it it will deter from our community a quality that our community holds dear.
Dave DeSeelhorst said the debate about trade-offs happens with any project.
Any project in the valley, if you're building an office building or building new subdivisions or building new businesses that create jobs and tax base, I mean, it is the economy. And we're in the ski business. We think there's a benefit, and there's always trade-offs for all these things, whether it's ski business or not. And, you know, we're asking for 30 acres of federal land to add to the experience of skiing when skiing composes 1% right now of the Wasatch Cache National Forest. So that's obviously the trade-offs.
Solitude President David DeSeelhorst. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.